He's 97, the last living rabbi who led German Jewish communities through the Holocaust of the Nazis.
Baruch Shomea Avtacho Yisrael.
Rabbi Leo Trepp's voice is strong and clear. Last Monday, he joined his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren in San Rafael, California, around an elegantly set Passover table.
God's promise of redemption in the ancient days sustain us even now.
In every generation, in every age.
This is the 74th year the rabbi is conducting a Passover Seder. His first was in 1936. He was 23, newly ordained, in Oldenburg, Germany, a region controlled by the Nazis.
And what we all had to suffer. Jews sent away to concentration camps, Jews dying. It was a very rewarding rabbinate because the Jews needed me.
Within 2 years of ordination, Rabbi Trepp was the leader of 15 congregations, until November 9th, 1938, Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, and the burning down of all 15 of his synagogues. He was arrested, and the next day, taken to Sachsenhausen concentration camp.
We were called out at 4 o'clock in the morning. The head of the camp, he said, "You are the dregs of humanity. I don't see why you should live." The machine guns on the towers around the camp were all directed toward us. And the only thing that came to me is, "Dear God, if you want me to die for you at this moment, I'm ready. I'm ready." And then, in the strangest of ways, God was with me. I know God was there. In the concentration camp with me. And it was the worst place for it. That's why it was the best.
The chief rabbi of England pleaded with the Nazis for Trepp's freedom, and it was granted. That freedom may be what feeds his ability to find something positive in even the most devastatingly bleak circumstances.
I have to feel, for instance, that my mother went to her death, concentration camp, knowing that she did something for God.
Leo Trepp went to England and then to California. That was 70 years ago, and he's since founded 3 synagogues. Today, the rabbi doesn't see the Jews' slaughter in concentration camps or the enslavement in ancient Egypt as past history. He says they're omens of the future. The Passover readings, he notes, say that in every generation, people have tried to annihilate the Jews.
It's happened over and over and over and over again. And you better not only be prepared, but have the inner strength to endure it, and we shall fight against it.
Because, says the rabbi, every Holocaust has been followed by an ever-deepening freedom.
And freedom is the most significant element in Jewish life.
Rabbi Trepp breaks the matzah, the unleavened bread that symbolizes the Jewish exodus from Egypt.
Hashatu hacha. This year, we are here. L'shana haba be'eretz Yisrael. Next year, we'll be in the land of Israel. Hashatu avdin. This year, there are many people who are enslaved and impoverished. Next year, may all human beings be free. L'shono abo
v'nechorim. For VOA News, I'm Lonnie Shavelson in San Rafael, California.